I want to talk hip hop fashion and the trends over the years. I was just laughing because I was on YouTube and it was a video. This funny ass video. This guy, he be what do they call it? He's time traveling from the year 2005 and shit, and it's just so hilarious. Like, by the way, 2005 was a fire ass year, man. Especially, man, you know, man, if you grew up in like the if you was a teen, if you was a kid in the 2000s, man, it was lit, and you know it. I mean, you had San Andreas, the video game, and what else was out? Def Jam, Fight for New York. Madden was still, they actually tried, you know, it was a fire video game. NFL 2K, one of the greatest football games ever. What's that other game, too? A bunch of fire games. Resident Evil, I think 4 was out. It was a bunch of games. Great movies, man. Music. The documentary, Young Jeezy, Thug Motivation, man, it's a whole bunch of great albums came out. Lil Wayne, The Carter, 50 Cent, The Massacre, man, it was just fire. I think T.I.'s album, his album came out in 04, but it was still being promoted, I guess, right? He still has some singles out, so it was just so much great. And obviously, the Houston, Texas takeover, like, everybody was still tipping, right, in 2005, man. But I want to talk my favorite fashion, hip-hop fashion trends, you know. I'm starting to see things come back, and I'm just thinking, I'm laughing, I'm driving. So, first off, my favorite hip-hop fashion trend has to be the rockstar look. The rockstar look was fire. That is one of my favorite, more specifically from 2006 to like 2008, 09 kinda, but it started changing, but 06 to 08 is like that sweet spot. Man, it was so fire. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, like I said, if you know, you know what I'm saying, feel what I'm saying. Like, I want to say around 2006 is when you start seeing the shift. Because remember, in 05, everybody was rocking had the baggy looks. Man, people talking about Jay-Z made people wear switch the button-ups. He did, but we were still rocking. We were still rocking our jerseys. We were still rocking our tall tees with our fitted cap. Yeah, we'll button up here and there. But I was a teenager, so I wasn't so much dressing like that, right? I was trying to dress like 50 Cent, right? Ain't that funny, right? Yep. I had a pair of G-Units. And then I noticed a shift when Lil Wayne, when the album Life for the Light Sun came out around 06, right? And the video, Let It So Soft. That, the video, and not just the video, but, like, I think it's another video that he was in, and he kind of started wearing more slim clothing, if I'm not mistaken. I'm going to have to go back on YouTube tonight, and, you know, I'll kind of pinpoint exactly when I started changing my look. But I want to say, even around 2005, I was starting to, like, say, damn, like, I don't really want my jeans to be this baggy no more, you know what I'm saying? Because I started noticing I'm like slim, you know what I'm saying? I mean, y'all have to excuse me because I'm not like the best talker. So I might say like, and you know what I'm saying, a lot. But you gotta bear with me, man. Anyways, I started feeling like, man, I kind of want to, you know, slim up my clothing. But, I mean, I didn't have no plug like that, right? But, this happened in 2006. Remember this, throw some D's on it. He had this dope-ass hoodie on his album cover. And then I went to this, we had this store where I'm from in San Antonio called City Trends. And he had this dope hoodie on. That's when those hoodies with the dope-ass designs is high. So all you really had to do was throw that hoodie on. You know what I'm saying? You throw that hoodie on, you have a tee under. You don't really have to have nothing under it. You know what I'm saying? Boom. And then you just have your jeans. I had a pair of, remember, the Red Monkey. That's for, like, the ballers. But they had like some like kind of like not an off brand but a more affordable brand, because I was a teenager, man. I was only like 18 years old. Called Drunken, you know, that was fire. It had like on the back pockets, it was like red and had like design on it. It looked like Chinese design, like some dragons on it, and it was red and it was black. Bro, those are my favorite damn pair of jeans. I love those damn jeans. I love those jeans. I would wear that, and I forgot what kind of shoes I had, man. I forgot what kind of pair of shoes I had with them. I know I eventually got a pair of Jordan 5s, but what did I wear before that? Because I got a Minnow 6. Well, but I know that from 2006 to 2008, it's all shipped, right? The Rockstar that came in, right? Lil Wayne, you know, in the video, Let It So Soft. We saw him wearing that thermal, right? I think he had that thermal on, and then he had like the... I don't know if it was Ed Hardy or not, but that's like the type of style that, you know, Ed Hardy was making. So everybody started rocking like Ed Hardy, right? And mind you, it's almost 2007, and we all know 2007 is a turning point in hip hop, from fashion, sound, and everything. Just hip hop culture is iconic, right? Who came out in 07, right? But the person who invented the internet. And the moon and the stars, right? Soulja Boy, he wasn't Big Drake, and I'm playing. You know, he comes out. So the style is still kind of baggy. But the song, I'm going to tell you, explain to you. A lot of people don't really give them no credit. A lot of people forget about them. Yes, Dipset introduced Lil Wayne to the Rockstar look, right? Dipset started the whole Rockstar look. You know, the slim with the Rockstar jeans. But I'm going to explain to you what catapulted the entire rock star look. It was that damn group. Yeah. Was that hot body like a rock star? Me and my homie heard that song. You know, everybody loved that song. That was a big record. And the way they was dressed on them, like, oh, shit. You know, they made it cool. It's like it's hip-hop. Hip-hop song, they dress like Rockstar. They got the chains, they got the chucks on, they got the mohawks. It set a fire. Lil Wayne, one of the best rappers, is already doing it, right? And now you got this hit record in the summertime. I said, oh no, I'm done. That's 07 summer. I had to switch my style up. No, right there, 2007 summer. We're going to Dillard's. Every weekend, we're going to Dillard's looking for that rock star look. Because, you know what I'm saying? We had to, what's that word called? We had the budget. Damn, I can't even think of a simple word. We had the budget, right? So we go to Dillard's. And Dillard's started, they started selling that style of clothing. The rock star look with the skeletons on your shirt and wallet chain, man. And see, all you can finesse it, because you know it was still, see, 2007, it was still half and half. People were still rocking the baggy look, right? But you started seeing people who were always up on trends, like me. I always had to, you know, because that's what I like doing. I like dressing, man. That's what I like doing. I wanted into no trouble. I wasn't smoking weed like that. I just like to dress fly. I like to be up on the newest trend. That's just what I like to do, because I like music. You know, I want to make music. So I wanted to, like, if I'm staying up on the latest music, I want to stay on the latest clothing trend. That's all I wanted to do. So we would go to Dillard's. And I don't keep it a buck with you, because we would steal some of the clothes. We'll buy some, but fuck it. So I just revamped my whole wardrobe. And I stopped wearing the big-ass tees. I said, fuck that shit. I'm not wearing no big-ass tees no more. And then Lil Wayne wearing small tees in videos. Remember that that Lloyd video? That's when, you know, man, fuck that. I ain't rocking no. So I'm walking the crew necks and everything. I don't know why I just like that one crew neck. I had like a bunch of them, but it was when I first started, it was kind of hard to find them. Now it's easy to find them, right? That's all you wear now, right? But I used to wear just one crew neck because it just was so comfortable, man. It was so damn comfortable. So we had the Rockstar look. That's my favorite. Then you had the 2008, right? It's like late 07, early 08. I'm still trying to perfect the look, man. I'm still trying to perfect the look. I wasn't really working, so I didn't really have much money, you know what I'm saying? But when I got some money, we're going to the mall. And I would go into the mall and I'd be looking around. I think that's the first time I started going to PacSun and Hot Topic. I make fun. I was like, oh my God, man, this Hot Topic store looks so crazy. Man, that's how you know this is very 2000-ish. Because, I mean, Hot Topic ain't like that no more. It's Road 21, Zoom, it's home, you know what I'm saying? So, I will go into PacSun, and that's when the whole Famous Stars and Straps was lit. Well, it wasn't lit back then, but Famous Stars and Straps. What's the clothes? I think it's DCK, right? DCK, you know, the skaters type brands are out. You know, so you can rock that still. You can still rock that. Then you had like the, of course, you still had the Rockstar look. But I'm explaining to you, Lil Wayne, once again, being an icon. When I started working, I started working around March. So I'm making good money now, right? Man, every time I get paid, man, like, fashion-wise, like, I was rocking the Vans. I had the slim fit jeans. I had the cargos. I would rock that, and I would rock my Famous Stars and Straps. I had the, still, snapbacks was still the thing, though, because, hey, it's still the mid to late 2000s. I had most of the Chucks. I had pretty much most of the Chuck Taylors. This is just a cool time, man. That's why, you know, I'm just kind of reflecting back on fashion, how cool, you know, some of our hip-hop iconic figures fashion-wise and how it changes. It's 08. So that's pretty much what I was rocking in 2008, man. Right? That's all I was rocking in 2008. Right, pretty much Lil Wayne. I had the Walla chain. I had the thermal with the skulls on my. That's pretty much what I was rocking in 2008. And then it seems like every year things are changing. We want to fast forward 2009. We didn't go away from the Rockstar look. We just was perfecting the Rockstar look. It went from very like Rockstar-esque to more okay, now we kind of toned it down. We still rocking the Rockstar look, right? That, remember the claw that Lil Wayne wore around his neck, right? I had one of those of course. But see, we're still shopping at PacSun and Hot Topic. They're bringing in more dope clothing, right? More dope shit. That's when the flannels became a dope thing to have, because it's winter time, right? You still want to look fly in the winter. So I had copped me some flannels that's winter. So I'm rocking the flannels with the Chucks, because it still was the style, right? So you can rock your flannel with the slim fit and your Chucks. I just said that 3 times in a row. But that's 09. This is how iconic Kanye West and Lil Wayne was in the mid to late 2000s fashion-wise. You were either trying to dress like Lil Wayne, Rockstar-wise, Kanye West with the cloth and the slim fit look, which was very Kid Cudi-like also. Give him his credit. And I'm explaining to you again why I love Wiz Khalifa, man. 2010, right? Wiz Khalifa, you know, he ends up blowing up with the album Cushion Orange Juice, right? You know, he's doing his thing. garnered a huge fan base. I remember and like, you know, Whiskey, but I like, nah, I don't know what that is. Because I wasn't really, you know, I wasn't really on him like that, man. I was still listening to Lil Wayne. Still to the base, but I was hard on him, right? So that, you know, I want to say around 2000, probably 2011, you know, he dropped this single, late 2010. That single drops and it's just, you know, it's huge. You see how he dressed. So we went from the rock star look to more of like a, I guess you can say like a California type look, right? More summer, like with the booth rocking the camo cargo shorts with the little, the tank tops, right? The colorful tank tops with the snapbacks. Because remember, we stopped wearing fitted cal, we rocking snapbacks now. I'm like, man, I gotta give me a snapback. So that was the look, man, the colorful tank tops, you know, because this is 2010, which is only 10 years ago. All right, 2011, right? That's a dope look, man. And I'll just do like a part two of this. I just like how fashion changes, and it's always like that one rapper or the couple of rappers who define, you know, fashion. 2011 was a dope year because you would also see the emergence of ASAP Rocky and them and Space Ghost Perk. As far as like fashion and, you know, and trend, you see that, and Odd Future, they became very iconic in the early 2010s as far as fashion. But I was more so, style-wise, I was still more so a Wiz Khalifa and Lil Wayne as far as fashion, but that was my style, right? So, but I'm just kind of like looking back, and it was so dope. It's so dope, and I just wanted to just make a video talking about fashion, because I feel like fashion and music pretty much go hand in hand, man. And that's it, man. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I'm gonna just keep on trying to drop stuff, letting y'all get to know me, man. And I don't know, maybe I'll make a video later. All right, y'all take care. Right. Where did my life go wrong? Where did it go wrong? This is just another random post. I don't really like to go into depth into my life, man, but if this can help someone, you know, avoid my mistakes, man, why not? So I got out of high school. And I was supposed to join the military, right? You know, I'm 19 years old. man, I didn't even know how to drive. I mean, I was still learning. I wasn't like, that's what I meant, you know. I was still learning. Which is everybody is at that age. So, I was supposed to go into the Coast Guard. I didn't pass the test the first time. Hey, you know, that happened. Everybody ain't gonna pass it on the first time. And I just kind of pushed it to the side. Not, you know, I was like, man, I just need to find me a job right now. You know, I didn't keep in contact with the recruiters, which I should have, you know. But you got to think of the frame of mind I was at. I was young. I didn't feel nobody, like, I didn't have no kid. I didn't have no girlfriend. So, wasn't nothing, like, egging at me or pushing at me. But, you know, but my fucking self down this loop. I think I'm talking to myself. I don't give a fuck. I just wanted to record a random podcast. But I didn't have anybody, like, I didn't have anybody, like, needing me like that. Because, like I said, I didn't have no damn kid. I didn't have no girlfriend or none of that stuff. So, I'm like, shit, I'm good. I'm 19, 20. I'm just going to give me a job. Look, you know, thinking small, looking back. But, I mean, I was like, you know, and I'll go on and apply for school, you know, once I, you know, I still wanted to go to school. I said, I'll go and apply for school. So I start working, you know. Start working, which is decent. You know, I worked for like 5 months. Mind you, know, I'm 19, 20 years old, man. I'm just partying. I'm in like the party stage, and it's, I'm like, shit, I'm working, and on the weekend, I'm out partying. Not taking my priorities and my life serious, you know. At that time, that was a time I should have been taking things serious, but I keep reiterating that I didn't really have no one that needed me. Nobody needed me to have a career. Nobody, when I say nobody, I mean like my child. Now, it would have been in my best interest for myself to, you know, continue on that path. And I would, as I continue the story, I would get onto that path. So, I started working around December. Me and my homeboy, we decided we want to just walk out the job. Why? Because we ain't got, you know, we tired of this job. We just walk out. We say, forget it. We finna go apply at this place. So, we go downtown. But we was just young and foolish. We walking, we laughing. We start walking because where the job was at was close to our downtown. I live in San Antonio, so we walk to the bus stop and catch the bus downtown. And we try to go apply somewhere else. Just foolish, knuckleheads, not thinking. So we do that, and it don't quite work out right. It's December, January, February. Yeah, I don't find a job until March. I don't find another job until March. So from December, January, February, 3 months, we constantly looking for jobs, right? Partying, smoking weed. Just, once again, not taking life very, very serious. So I ended up dating my girlfriend, which is the mother of my child now. In around February, and I ended up started working. I started my new job March 17th. I'm like, cool, you know, it's perfect time. I was working down. I was in town, working downtown San Antonio. I'm outside, so it's kind of loud. At a hotel. Making pretty decent money, way better than what I had. But hey, you know, I had to start somewhere. I was making like, this is 2008, by the way, so keep that in mind. I was making like $400 or $500 every 2 weeks. I'm 20 years old. Hey, that's good for me, right? So I'm doing good, man. You know, I'm just living life. I'm not too stressed about nothing. There's nothing to be stressed about. What? I don't have no kid. I'm just, you know, I'm very young. I got my whole life ahead of me, right? So close to the summertime. Well, not close to the summertime. I say, you know what? I want to go back to school because I wanted to start pursuing music. Because it was something that I wanted to do. Like the previous year, I found out about the school and it popped back up in my head that last summer. But it didn't like really, really hit me until, you know, I started working again. I had money coming in, so I'm feeling good about myself, right? You know, when money is coming in on a consistent basis and you're able to take care of yourself financially, you feel very good about yourself. You feel independent. You feel like you don't need to be begging nobody for nothing. So I felt very good. I felt confident. So I applied for school. I ended up going to school. Everything's great, man. Feeling good. But when I started school, I didn't really take school serious. Once again, I didn't take school serious. Or that, it was either that or I was trying to do too much. I was working, I was going to this recording class, and I was trying to go to school. I shouldn't have put all of that stress on. I shouldn't put all that on me. You know, I shouldn't have put all that on me. But I was like, man, you know, I can go to this recording class and get like the in-depth studio experience meeting artists and all that, and then I can go to just regular college and I can get that, you know, I can get both experiences. But sometimes you can't put everything on yourself. I've learned that, you know, now I understand that. But at that time I was full of life, full of energy, and I decided, hey, that's what I was gonna do. Now that didn't work out. I ended up burning out and said, forget it, I'm not finna go to school, I'm gonna just go to recording class. I kept doing that, which wasn't a bad idea, but once again, I shouldn't have put all that on. Once again, I don't wanna say not taking my life serious, but just knowing, being very cocky and saying, hey, I'm young, I got my whole life ahead of me, and just not thinking. End up getting pregnant, not me, but you know, we end up finding she's pregnant in 2009, and I want to say May. So, you know, my whole entire life changed. It was no more being able to not take life serious no more. I couldn't be just, you know, now you have somebody who needs you to be consistently bringing in, you know, bringing in money, consistently being responsible. And we all know when you're that young, you're not gonna get it at that moment. I didn't walk out on it on them and say fuck them. But you know, while I was there, you know, I made sure I took care of them and everything. I said, hey man, I gotta do what I gotta do. You know, and I didn't let it deter me. I didn't let it deter me, man. But what I would encourage is to take priority in your career, in your success. And when you're young, yes, it's cool to enjoy life and enjoy yourself. I'm not knocking that, but make sure that you can take care of yourself first. Make sure that you have your priorities together. And if you know that you're in this stage where you're not taking anything serious, you know, and I mean, I wouldn't recommend, you know, bringing a child into this world, man. You know, like, I look back and it wasn't a very smart decision. It wasn't. I should have been focused on going into the service, you know, and seeing the world and learning more about myself first. Now, I can't change that, obviously, but I'm just making this podcast to, if you're younger than me, man, make sure, if you're at the stage where you're trying to enjoy life, man, be smart too, man. You know, just be smart. Take care, pursue that goal or that career that you want to pursue first. You know, get all of that, because now. I don't have any more children, and I've changed my life, but I'm, you know, I was never like horrible, right? It ain't like I'm just like some piece of shit, but I look at it sometimes, it's small things, you know, they never tell you. They only tell you about the big things that can happen in your life. But it's small mistakes that you can make that can destroy you. It's never really the big things, it's the small things. So I've changed a lot. I don't really drink no more. I don't smoke weed. I was never a pothead or alcoholic, but I'm just on a different energy right now. I'm getting my I'm getting this tattoo removed, and I'm gonna go into the service, you know, because I have a child. My child is 12. You know, I've been through a lot. I've been through a whole lot. And I know I'm a smart person. I know that I'm capable, you know, of succeeding in life, but it's just, you know, you guys, this life is very, very, very serious. You know, it's not a game, man. And you gotta make sure you take care of your responsibility, man. That's why you always gotta take care of you first. But that's where I'm at right now. I'm trying to get into great shape. I'm trying to make sure that I'm focused and I'm doing what I gotta do, because life isn't a game, man. It's not a game. That's what I'm trying to do. And until I get into there, I have to work, right? I have to bring in money. I can't be poor. Or I can't be homeless. I can't, you know, I have to bring in, you know, money, because the number one thing about when you're a parent is stability. There has to be consistent money coming in, you know. I understand we go through our ups and downs in life, so I'm not knocking it. I'm just saying that I'll never be the same after, you know, after this year. My life will forever change, and I really don't even really plan on drinking alcohol, smoking for the next year. I just don't want to deal with that stuff right now. I'm going to get into the best shape, mentally, physically, and spiritually. I'm going to be moving in a different direction. It's just when you currently don't have consistent money coming in, it don't matter what you do, you always feel like crap, you know? You feel like crap. And I've never been in this situation. I've had consistent job. This is the first year that my job history has been sold. What is the word called? From 2010 to 2017, I had a job straight. And I had side job, or I had, you know, part-time. 2017 to this year, 2017 to 2020, I did trucking. 2021 is the first year ever that my work history has been up, down, and just, you know, crazy. So we gotta realize in life, sometimes life is trying to tell you something. It's like, man, maybe I need to go on and get this tattoo removed. Go on and get it off now. It's like, that's just more stress, because it's like, that costs money. So, you know, it costs money to get your goddamn tattoo removed. It's like, fuck, like, I mean, it ain't cheap. I don't think this one's gonna cost that much, though, because it's not that much, so I ain't really tripping off this one. But that's what I'm doing right now. I'm going ahead and joining the service. And I'm becoming mentally, physically, and spiritually stronger than ever. And like I said, like, once this ball gets rolling, man, I'll never be the same. It'll be for the better. I'll never be the same. But, you know, like I said, when you don't have a consistent paycheck, consistent, decent paycheck coming in, everything else in your life don't matter. It's like oxygen. money and oxygen are the same thing. When it's coming in, you're hardly really thinking about it like that. Once you lose it, nothing else matters. It don't matter. It don't matter. Like, you know, so just make sure y'all take care of y'allself first. Take care of y'all goals and y'all life first, man. And don't be like me. Well, don't be like I used to be. Be like the person I'm becoming, man, if that make any sense. All right. Hey, man, it's Friday night. I'm bored, so what I want to talk about is, oh, my bad. I'm a little buzzing. I guess I'll just call this podcast episode one. My other videos is more so just, you know, rambling. I'm trying to get better, man. You got to bear with me. I want to start making videos more frequently and, you know, just kind of talking what's more so on my mind. Most of my topics just always come off stuff that I've been through, currently going through, and just, you know, with the world, you know. Lately, I've been, I've just been thinking about just jobs, man. You know, it's just something that I understand that as, you know, productive citizens, we have to have them for the most part. But I just hate the whole thought of, I hate the whole thought of having to, your financial well-being depending on a person. Now, granted, people do come across some pretty decent jobs. I've had pretty good jobs over the years. I'm not going to sit down and act like I don't. But I have made a lot of very bad financial mistakes. I'm not going to sit and act like I'm perfect. However, I just hate the thought of, you know, I dislike the thought of having to depend on someone to pay you. You know, as you know, I'm a trucker. I don't come off the road because, you know, it just hasn't really been working out for me. I was working for a company and I got into a wreck. It was last year in May. Hold on. I've been driving truck for almost 4 years too, so. Man, I done been damn near all over the United States. That's what it feel like. That's what it seemed like. Got into a wreck, and I want to say 7.5 to 8 months later, just let me go. Did it very cowardly, you know. Just let me go. Didn't say anything. But see, I'm not stupid. I'm not dumb. Like, I want to say probably right. The last 2 months, man, it was horrible. As far as me working, it was terrible. Late December, like mid-December, I didn't work for almost 3 weeks, man. Said the truck was in the shop. I'm getting to a point, so I'm just kind of have to do a little side note. So I come back to work January, you know, grinding. Because before that, I was working a couple of temp jobs just until, you know, the truck gets fixed. I'm like, cool, you know, I'll come back. You know, I got to make my bread. I got to do what I got to do. You know, take care of my family and stuff and myself. Come on. At least my dogs. Come on. Go outside. And so I go back. I want to say later that month, I, you know, just the truck had a couple more issues. I mean, to put it in the shop. But after that, man, it just, this dude just let me go. And that thing just brought it to my attention. So I'm like, damn, like, my financial well-being be literally based off someone paying me, and I'm not tripping because that's how the world tends to work. But a lot of time we don't have no kind of side hustle or side business. And I know a lot nowadays that's all people try to talk about, like it's just so easy to do. And granted, I understand it's not. You know, a lot of times we're just trying to survive, right? You know, I'm keeping it a buck. A lot of times we're just trying to survive. But lately, especially this year, I've been thinking like, man, I really need to, because like I said, I do music and everything. And I'm always an advocate of, man, I understand you got to work that job. But man, if you have something that you're fairly skilled at and you can improve at it, you might want to consider trying to, you know, start your own thing, you know, venturing off. That's why I really started this podcast, man. It's like, and I haven't really been as confident in it, but I'm like, man, I'm going to just keep on, man. I'm not going to think too much. I'm going to just keep grinding. You know, I want to, you know, I want to make it better and better, but I'm going to just keep on grinding with it. But I'm an advocate of trying to start your own thing, you know, not just random stuff, but things that you, you know, you have a desire and you have an interest in. You know, I have a desire in music and, you know, just what else do I enjoy doing? I would like to start my own clothing brand. I like stuff like the other things too, but, you know, that's what jumps off my head at the, off the top of my head. I don't really want to call myself an entrepreneur, but I did put that in my description or my whatever, my little bio. But I'm an advocate for that, and it's like, that way, you'll get to a point where your money is not so much built off someone paying. You kind of have your own thing going, you know. And it's like, another thing, we just, a lot of times, man, we work these jobs and we like, we know another check is coming. The sad thing is, and then if that check don't come, or say you get either sick or like, hey, you, well, if you quit, nigga, that's on you. No, but if you get fired, I mean, shit happens, right? Or laid off, now you're like, damn, like, well, if you laid off, you can get unemployment. So, sure, usually if you get laid off, people be happy, especially with the COVID thing. A lot of people, but if you get let go or fired, man, like, now you're like, damn, like, I had so much plans like a week or two ago, now I don't have no job, you know, but we got to start thinking of ways to not put all our eggs in one basket, to sum it all up. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. That's what I'm asking the question. That's going to be the name of the video. Are all of your eggs in one basket? Look at your life, examine and say, damn, it's okay. I work a job too, but it's time. Take some time this weekend, sit down and say, man, what is it something I'm interested in? What is something I desire doing? Do I got a goddamn $100 or $200 in my savings account? You know, we have to stop thinking that everything is promised, you know? And you know, understand, like, you grind, you work hard, you expect a job to pay you, and that's their duty. You know, you do what you got to do, you get paid. But a lot of times we just put way too much focus and too much energy into our job to the point where we don't really have anything else going. So, like I said, I want us to start doing something. I don't care if you just start DoorDashing, which a lot of people do. You know, I'm not saying something groundbreaking. I'm not acting like I'm just like, you know, just saying, oh my God, just do this. You know, I'm just saying, like, if you ain't doing it, you got a car, you should do it. Or think of something called, what is that one? Uber Eats and Instacart. It's a lot of stuff, man. You can get on Google. You know, you can find a lot of things. Get on your app store. And just like, man, you know, I'm going to start doing this, which a lot of people are doing. You know, when I get my car, like I said, I don't even have no car yet. So once I, once I get back on my feet, man, and get me a vehicle, I'm gonna try some. I was looking at a YouTube video. A guy does Instacart, so I'm gonna try that. Or, you know, just to not have all your eggs. I feel like I said it like 10 times, but not have all your eggs in one basket, man, because it can hurt you, man. You know, start saving some money for an emergency, and, you know, just start being more conscious. I'm not saying you have to become like some kind of like extremist with it to where you just don't do nothing, you know, you don't even enjoy your life. But a lot of time, man, people, like, when they either are in between jobs, man, they don't have nothing going, they don't have no money, and they're struggling. And you know, that's happened to me plenty of times, man. And it's kind of sad because we, you know, we be thinking like everything is just so promised, but we need to get out of that mindset. I think a lot of people found hustles and new ways to earn money nowadays, man. And that's probably the coolest thing about this time, but it's still some people, man. Me included, playing catch up. Me included. I ain't excluding myself. You know, I'm talking to you and me. You know, it's time that we stop thinking that, you know, everything is promised. I don't care if, you know, even if you enjoy your job, it pays you and, you know, they treat you right, which they should, you know, still build something on the side. You know, you say, hey, man, I want to work here for longer than usual or longer than, you know, for a long time. You know me, shit, I feel like I'm going to be switching jobs every 2 years. That's kind of ridiculous, right? I don't know. But that's pretty much what's been on my mind, man. We got to start doing that. You got to create a plan. Got to create some kind of plan, man. You know, it's a lot of information out there. It's a lot of information out there for you to, you know, if you got something that you feel that, you know, you're pretty talented in or you're skilled in and you just keep grinding at it, and man, truth, I said, forget it. I'm a start me a little podcast, man. This helps me. It's like therapy too, man. You know what I'm saying? And I hope that, you know, if I can keep growing, it can keep growing, and I can keep on, you know, having better topics and, you know, a better thing to talk about, man. Just sharing my life and my journey, man. That's what I really want to do. You know, because, man, we only got one life, man. I feel like I said, man, like so many damn times. I'm a little buzzing too. It's Friday night. I ain't got much to do, man. You only got one life. Gonna pursue what you want to pursue so you can look back and say, hey, I did it. I went hard. I put everything that I had into it. You don't want to look back and say, man, all I did was work that job. I know this stuff sounds cliche, and I hate cliches, but you don't want to look back and be on that, you know, that bed and be like, man, all I did was work that job. I didn't do nothing else. I didn't pursue what I wanted to pursue. I just work that job. That's pretty much what I wanted to talk about now, man. Just don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't spread them out. Learn what you need to learn to get where you want to be. And, you know, grind, man. It's not, like I said, it's not wrong with having that, you know, that job. But just don't expect it in a weird way. Expect it, but don't expect it, you know. Always be skeptical. That's kind of how I am. I got the little shifty eyes, right, with everything. Even if the job's treating me good, it's like, nah, it's, you know, I don't know. Nobody want to think like me, but I've been through a lot the past 4 years, man. And part of it is making me stronger, and part of it can, you know, it can make you kind of jaded, you know, but I'm not going to let it get to me. I'm going to keep on grinding, and, you know, because, you know, it can only improve, man. I'm not gonna lose my focus, man. So let's put our eggs in more than one basket. It's Mr. Yo, you know. Y'all take care.